The State Assembly approved a series of moves to fix the $527 million budget shortfall Wednesday, a day after the Senate signed off on it. During a visit to Appleton, Governor Doyle says he'll use his veto pen.
You have to make deeper cuts, that when you have a $500 million budget deficit, that the budget that I had put forth, first proposed, had significantly higher level of cuts than the legislature finally approves.
Doyle says he doesn't like the idea of delaying school aid payments to local districts until the next budget. He also doesn't want to take $200 million from the state's tobacco settlement in order to offset those potential vetoes. Doyle says he could target transportation funding that lawmakers added.
The current budget gave them a very major, I think a 6 or 8% increase from the previous budget. So they've had a huge increase. And then we get a budget crisis, and then the legislature comes in and gives them $100 million more. So I think at the point, we have to live within our means. Obviously, that's one of the areas I have to look at to make cuts in.
Doyle says he'll also look to scale back some programs that were supposed to expand in the second year of the original budget to save some money. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.